Let's go now to the former Labor MP, Martin Ferguson. He's also a former president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, and he's now chairman of Tourism Accommodation Australia, which is a division of the Australian Hotels Association. Martin Ferguson, welcome back to The World Today.
Thanks very much.
Now, as a former head of the ACTU, you used to represent workers like those that we were hoping to just hear from then from outside Melbourne, but you also heard from Jed Carney in the from the ACTU saying this is an attack on the wages of the lowest paid Australians. How do you answer those concerns?
It's about the modernisation of the Hospitality Industry Award. There was no proposal at all to abolish penalty rates. It was about a review of permanent and casual penalty rates in terms of, in essence, principally Sunday and public holiday. That is the nature of the decision. The way the decision is written, I actually think it's going to lead to a reduction in casual employment and more people being moved on to permanent part-time employment, which is one of the objectives of the ACTU. And that means people actually have greater security in life, they can get a loan, they start accumulating pro-rata annual leave, long service leave, superannuation. The union needs to step back, have a cold shower, and think about modern Australia, not the Australia of the 1950s.
Well, you're saying that it'll lead to less casualisation. Isn't casualisation also looking into the way of the future?
It's not about casualisation, it's about the nature of employment in Australia. We are moving from, you know, very much a resource-orientated economy to a services economy with hospitality exceptionally important. The trade minister is in China at the moment promoting Australia as a destination. Last year we had 1.2 million people come to Australia for holiday from China. More often than not, you might have to have a couple of jobs in industries such as hospitality. To actually have permanent part-time jobs is far better than casual employment. It's always been an objective of the ACTU.
Yes, but you've spent many years in the wage negotiation space. I mean, do you honestly believe that this decision will prompt employers to either hire more workers and certainly, if they do, to hire them permanently?
Absolutely. It's the nature of the discussions with the hotel industry. We'd sooner have permanent part-time workers. You save money on training and you've got a reliable workforce who actually want to work with you. See it as a career opportunity than a passing parade of casuals who really have no long-term ambition to work in the industry. For Australia as a nation, in the sense of decency and permanent work, this is a good decision. We haven't got everything we sought to achieve, but the award is being modernised. There are further outstanding decisions which make it more flexible to employ part-timers and more attractive. You know, to talk about tearing down the commission, to talk about now wanting to legislate through Parliament, that could be a very short-sighted decision. The union movement, the Labor Party, could cut up their own nose despite themselves.
Well, that is what...
People need to remember. We argued it under the Gillard Labor Act with a special amendment put in by Labor leader Bill Shorten for the arguments on merits with respect to penalty rates before we lost government in 2013. This is the Trade Union Movements Act. And we have argued on merits and we've got a change in respect to permanent part-time employment.
But what we're seeing today is a cut in take-home pay for existing workers. Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says Labor will push for legislative changes to the Fair Work Act to ensure that it can't make those sorts of cuts. Isn't that fair?
You know, in politics, the wheel turns. Once you start pulling down the independent umpire Fair Work Australia, then who would know what would happen in the future? What, we're going to have the Australian government determine minimum rates? Look at the United States, the United Kingdom. The trade union movement and the Labor Party have always supported the independent umpire. We haven't always got the decisions we wanted. Now I know that as a former president, but we've always respected the commission. To now talk about slapping the president of Fair Work Australia, a former leading ACTU official, in the face and saying, we're going to tear your commission apart because you didn't give us the decision you wanted, well, that would be a very short-sighted political move, which frankly could backfire on ordinary Australian workers over time.
The ACTU, though, the body you used to lead, is also calling for legislative protection of penalty rates. You appear to be a long way from both your Labor colleagues and the body you once led. You represent the Australian Hotels Association. Do you think some people might think that you're only putting this perspective because you're paid to do that?
I argued as the Minister for Tourism. And I actually put the Tourism 2020 strategy in place because I could see a transition in our economy and the need to create further employment opportunities in the services sector. As president of the ACTU, I negotiated aggregate rate agreements in the hospitality industry which abolish penalty rates in return for more permanency of employment of hospitality workers in a number of chains. I haven't changed my colours, but I also accept in the modern economy we need to have an industry that's attractive to workers. People want a career, and we have to be competitive. This is a step in the right direction because I actually care about jobs, not ideology.
Martin Ferguson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.